Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is going to the show, and I'm just a regular guy. So this week, a movie called The Hotel Artemis came out, and you know what? Nobody checked in. How come? I don't know. For the first time I saw the trailer, I was counting down the days. But I go see it on a Saturday night, and in the theater, there's the grand total of four of us. You could show slides of somebody's vacation at the Dells and get at least four people on a Saturday night. Why nobody would want to see Jodie Foster, Jeff Goldblum, Randall from This Is Us, and Sophia Boutella in a bloody futuristic noir crime thriller is beyond me. Maybe I just don't understand people anymore. I don't know. Well, Jodie Foster thought enough of this to make it her first movie in 5 years, and she plays the nurse, an agoraphobic health professional. See, the Artemis Hotel, it's really a secret members-only hospital where only card-carrying criminals need apply. It's kind of like the secret hotel and lounge in the John Wick movies, except in this they come to the Artemis when they're all shot up for some futuristically enhanced TLC with no questions asked. But they gotta follow the rules, of which there are many, and the number one rule is no fighting, which of course gets violated right away, otherwise this would be a documentary or something. But it's a very busy night with riots going on outside and a gallery of patients, including Randall from This Is Us and his brother, and Boutella, who's a sexy French assassin, Charlie Day, annoying as always, and Dave Bautista, a giant orderly who keeps order. All hell breaks loose, though, when a Wolf King, the crime lord of the city, shows up in a person of Goldblum, who once again goes full Goldblum, and a movie goes from there with all of these characters interacting in delightfully bloody ways as the nurse deals with her tragic past and chaotic present. I gotta tell you, the hotel really looks cool. Great, great design. It's got actors committing to the pulp, and maybe the plot is nothing other than this world and these people running into each other. But if this at all sounds appealing to you, you might want to check it out, because, well, let's face it, you won't have a hard time finding a seat. It's The Hotel Artemis, and if you want to hear some of my other reviews, get them at 93XRT.com, and I'm just a regular guy on 93XRT, Chicago's finest rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.